TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL.
Always fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
And yes, it is Royce Unchained. Patrick, what's going on this Monday morning as we speak?
We just had a rather odd weekend in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Oh, wow. Man. How great was yesterday? I kept flipping to the second half of game after game, and almost every one of them was good, or at least was close, I should say.
Yes, the quality of play might not have been too wonderful, but I think the level of upset shows us how weak that college basketball is at the top right now. Gonzaga, we assume, is pretty dang good, although in the conference they play, it's hard to give them full credit, for being a great team because they don't play anybody during the regular season in their own conference. But, beyond that, who's great? I thought Michigan was close to very good, and then they lost one of their best players. They could get beat today, for goodness sakes. And the Big Ten being basically discovered to be a fraud, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
They're 0-6. They're 0-6 with three teams left. When Rutgers gives you your best shot to make it to the Sweet 16 and then pukes it away, that's something. But it's a big mess because there's first of all, no Kentucky, no Duke. I mean, the field already was weird. And now, when Oral Roberts not only wins two games, but looks like clearly the best team in doing it, a fourth place team in the Summit League, behind various Dakota teams. And I heard Barkley last night, who knows as much about college basketball as I do. I heard him say last night, that big white kid yesterday. That big white kid, what team's that for?
He's the greatest. He knows nothing. Those guys know nothing, and I still watch it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, Kenny Smith tries to pay a little bit of attention, and Ernie does, but Charles was saying, the big white kid, they were talking about transfers, and he's the only guy that can get away with saying, the big white kid, what's his name? But, it's... But Oral Roberts, he made a good point. He said, in both games they played, they had the two best players on the floor. They have two really good players, and now that's got them in the Sweet 16. It's my dad would be very happy because he used to love to watch the Oral Roberts show and laugh his arse off when Oral would have healed somebody. This is before your time, probably, but Oral had this religious show on Sunday morning, and at the end, somebody would come up and throw their crutches away because Oral would put his hand on his head. My old man thought that was the funniest thing of all time. We always had to watch the Oral Roberts show. Look at him. He's going to heal this guy.
Not why most people were probably watching it, but I get it.
He was. It is quite the... quite the tournament for sure. And of course the difference between the men's and the women's tournament, in addition to having heard of a lot more of the men's players, is there are so few upsets in women's basketball. And there's, that's not the case in men's basketball. There are more, but there are more now than ever. So anywho,
but that's
my view.
That was fun.
That's my view of the basketball tournament. So,
Barkley, though, you're so right, Pat. It is hilarious because he's so bored, and he's not wrong. He's so bored by college basketball, too, that he can't muster up any BS enthusiasm for it.
Yes, right. Well, the other day, the quality of play. The other day, I got on the St. Bonaventure bandwagon because I remember, as a kid, they were this little Catholic school out there that was good, but a guy named Ori Girelli, who was from Austin Pacelli High School and then ended up being a prominent coach in Albert Lea and very well known down in that part of the country. Hell of a guy. He died a few years ago. Had a heart attack while duck hunting, which is a very Minnesota guy. But Ori played for St. Bonnie and played 4 years there and might even be in their Hall of Fame, was like the point guard on very good teams. So I'm a St. Bonaventure fan, so I'm going to watch the Bonnies. It's 4-2 at the second TV timeout.
Yes.
4-2.
Yes.
I said, okay, there goes my St. Bonaventure love. I can't watch this crap. So, but it was, you know, I did enjoy last night the Arkansas game with Texas Tech, because that was a physical battle, even though both teams go up and down the floor. And I really liked the Syracuse game with West Virginia, because it wasn't just a bunch of idiots shooting threes. I mean, Buddy Boeheim can shoot the three, but it comes in a pattern, you know. It's just not going up and throwing it up there as far as you can in West Virginia. But I like the physical nature of those two games. They had kind of the throwback basketball where you beat on each other a little bit and the referees let you play, and kind of like the old Big Ten. And I did like those two games, but my love affair with college basketball is long gone, basically, because of the three. And, you know, and I got to admit, not having Duke in it to root against kind of takes kind of the fun out of it, too. So.
Yeah, no Duke, no Kentucky. There's a lot of
It was always a happy day, the day the Duke lost, you know. So, but this year they didn't even make it. So that kind of takes the fun out of it.
Jim had that kid late in life, huh, Patrick?
Oh, yeah, he did. Jim, yeah, the kids.
Buddy's what, 21 or 20 or something? Jim's 20, like 76.
Well, I don't think he got married till damn near 50. He was a famous bachelor, lifelong bachelor.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Boeheim, and he finally got married, I think, well into his 40s. What an odd duck. But he can still coach, man. He can. I mean, he doesn't get the recruits anymore. He used to get, you know, by hook or crook, he'd get those West Coast kids to come to Syracuse, New York. And there were times when he had the best players in the country, five of them. He doesn't get those recruiting classes anymore, but and I think this is about the second time in three, four years that everybody was complaining about him being in the tournament, and then they won at least one game, and now this team has won two, and they can advance. They have a fairly easy next round, I think. Who do they play? They play, I can't remember, but they play a winnable game, and, you know, everybody's got a winnable game now. It's fun for the fans, but it's probably not fun for the network, because they don't have they're not going to have the big name schools playing the way it looks.
Yeah,
I think Porter Moser. You think Porter Moser is now out of our price range?
Yes. I think he and Mussey, if they wanted him in the first place, I think both of them are out of the Gophers' price range. Don't you?
Yeah, I would guess Indiana's going after Moser, don't you think?
Yeah, it makes
sense. I would guess Indiana. And if you're willing to pay a $10 million buyout, you're probably willing to pay a coach more than the Gophers. Plus, you have traditions to sell to. And, hey, Mussey, they could get to the regional final easy, Arkansas. So I tell you one thing. You hire him, you know you're going to have two results. You're going to draw people, and you're going to win.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
You know, it's going to cost you some money, and he'll be high maintenance. PJ's going to have to move over and make room. But as far as most prominent person in the department, but I just can't believe what he's got going at Arkansas that he would leave.
That's what I was going to say. Why would you leave that for here?
I
get why you'd leave, but not for here.
No, I don't either. So, anyway, the more I think about it, though, the more I look at Richard Pitino, the more I think we're really lucky to be out from under him. You look at that record. He was as bad as we've ever had. That's you know, George Hanson only coached 1 year, but beyond that, he's as bad as we've ever had. I think that the truth of the matter is he was a complete flop.
The Teague years didn't treat us well, Patrick. The Norwood years did not treat us well. Didn't work out too well.
That is truthful to say the least. He didn't have anything to do with hiring the Kill. Kill was okay as a football coach, but Norwood is Norwood. I remember Norwood coming back to watch the women were playing for the national championship in Ritter Arena, the unbeaten team, I believe. And it was a burden for him to have to come back and watch that game, man. He couldn't have been less interested. Anyway.
That was not his sport.
I have heard, this is obviously not a firsthand report, but that the Star Tribune, Megan Ryan's piece in the Star Tribune about the lack of diversity over there in their hiring process, I have heard that caught the interest of the president, and that Coyle might not have the usual autonomy in selecting a coach here. So we'll find out.
Did the president not look around and get that before she read it?
I think she was aware of it, but the attention.
Was she hoping it would fall between the cracks? that's hilarious.
I don't know what she was hoping, but I think that there might be some pressure on it. If you can get Musselman or Moser, then you could sell that to everybody as certainly hiring the best person. After that, I don't think there's anybody on the list of candidates who would stand out above a minority candidate.
Yeah, but Pat, I think you're right. I don't think that they are going to have the necessary finances to get a top person. So I think they're probably going to definitely have to go into that next pool of people.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
That's probably the case. But I did come up with that. We were talking, UNLV, the coach left again. Now they got that T.L. Otzberger or whatever it is. He's going to Iowa State because he was there with Fred. And they had hired him out of South Dakota State or something. Wasn't it out of South Dakota State? UNLV. They can't even keep a coach they hired from South Dakota State. 10 coaches in 22 years.
Wow.
Trying to replace Tark.
Tark, yeah.
And I was talking to a friend of mine, and we decided the perfect coach to be at UNLV, Rick Pitino.
I love it.
They should hire him, bring him out to Vegas. Be perfect, right?
Yes.
Any more scandals, we can cover them up very well out there, right?
Oh, and if you don't cheat there, you are simply not doing your job.
No, that's true. Bring back the hot tub. Let's go. Come on. Anderson. Who was it? Anderson, the great Anderson Hunt in the hot tub with the point shaver. That was kind of Tark, the end of Tark, that one. UNLV should be good at basketball, and I'm very offended that they aren't. It's bad.
Yes, and they should do whatever is necessary to be good in basketball.
Yes, and now you can. That's the good part now with the transfers and everything else. And, the NCAA being absolutely overwhelmed. You can do anything you want to. Nobody cares. They're not going to catch you. FBI, you can get caught by the FBI and they're not going to do anything about it.
The FBI gets bored with the investigation. Yes. That's the most incredible story. One day it's on this powder keg of who's going to be next and they're going to jail. 6 months after it's, we don't really care that much.
Oh, that documentary that's on either Netflix or Amazon. I sound like Charles Barkley here. With the young black kid that was 17 when he started selling these analytical sheets to coaches, and he ended up delivering players to them and that's the damnedest thing you've ever seen about, this guy's paying him, that guy's paying him, and the FBI was one of the guys the FBI that got looking at him is what got the FBI involved. They got it in a documentary, and unbelievable. The documentary is great. The kid is great. He tells it all. Nobody cares anymore.
If the sewer line running from your house to the city line gets really clogged, it can cause sewage to back up into your home. You don't want that. Bonfi does drain and sewer services to help get things flowing again and to help make sure you don't have a sewage backup. Bonfi can repair or replace your sewer line, or they can put in a new liner inside of your old sewer pipe, making it like new again. If you have a sewer or drain problem, better call Bonfi. When you tell the folks at Bonfi Royce sent you, you can save $150 off an intensive sewer line cleaning.
They don't. And in fact, if I was Coyle and a coach said to me, I'm going to run a clean program, I would say, thank you very much. There's the door.
We don't need you. We don't need you.
Who's going to keep the kids in state with the best cars possible? That's what I would want to know.
That's the other thing is everybody has Richard left out. They all said, well, he ran a clean program. Well, A, we're not sure about that. But B, there were the two guys he brought over. Conati, and who was the other one?
Oh, God, yeah.
Those two guys who couldn't play.
Oh, that's right.
But they basically, when they took their trip to Europe or wherever it was,
yes,
they paid an exorbitant fee to the travel, the travel advisor guide thing. That there was a big investigation of this that went nowhere. Probably because neither of those two guys could play was the main reason.
Yeah.
But they basically, the guys who delivered those players are the guys you hired to handle your travel. When you went to Europe, there was I remember writing a column about it, and because it's based on information provided by other investigators, obviously. And that thing went nowhere. So
I forgot all about those two.
I think maybe he said, man, I went through all these machinations to get these two stiff. Why did I bother? You know, so unreal. But, they'll never be back to what it was. But if you get a Musselman or a Moser, you got a chance to draw 10,000 people again and then build it up if you win, right?
You can compete in the Big Ten at times. Like, there's no reason why you can't compete.
Yeah. No, look at it right now. I mean, Look at it.
It's not that good.
I am shocked. I am shocked at the way Loyola took apart Illinois defensively, though, aren't you? I mean, I thought Illinois was the real deal.
Yes.
As I said to poor Lavelle, who was crestfallen, I'm sure. I've watched Illinois football games with Lavelle. He actually cares. Even when they stink, it bothers him. And I texted and said, that's okay. You still have Andy Dalton. You know, you can fall back on the fact you still have Andy Dalton, Lavelle. So,
yeah, you know,
Chicago fan that you are.
If you care about that athletic program still, Patrick, that's a you problem.
Yes,
Especially the football. Illinois football program has been – when's the last time that they were really good? They were good when I was a kid.
The team with Juice Williams that came in here and beat Brew, remember? Coach Brew, 55 to something.
Okay.
And I don't think they went to the Rose Bowl, but they went to a good bowl game. And then the next year he was terrible, and they went in the tank, and they've been the tank ever since. So that's Coach Brew's second, third year, maybe.
Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah,
or might have been the end of his first year. Might have been the end of his first year. I can't remember. I remember getting in trouble that because his kid was going to go to Illinois as quarterback, and I talked to a couple of Illinois fans out in the hallway, you know, out in the corridor at the Metrodome. And they said, this guy is such a lousy coach, we don't even want his kid in our program or something. His kid, the quarterback, remember that?
Yes.
He never got to play. He was going to go there. And I use that quote, and now they raise holy hell with me about, you can't start ripping his family. I didn't rip his family. That's other guys. They ripped his family.
You were reporting.
I just quoted him.
You were doing reporting.
I just quoted him. I asked the question about Coach Brew, what they thought of their alum as a coach, and they brought up the kid. I didn't bring up the kid.
Clint Brewster,
right?
It was Clint. I think his son's name was Clint Brewster.
Yes, Clint. And they took a shot at Clint, and I repeated it in the column on a Saturday, right that late Saturday night. So she sailed right on through. But I never mentioned his name. They mentioned his name. I'm innocent as a newborn babe on that one.
Okay. I said you were doing reporting.
Yes, right.
It was very Sid-like. And the best,
and the best quote they give me, I'm not going to use it. Come on. Let's get serious here.
What's going on with the Twins? What's the latest?
I think I'm just hearing this that from, again, you know, you're not going to get anything from Rocco that's actually the truth. But there's a very good chance they won't start the season with Kirilloff in left field, and it won't be primarily because of service time. That's how it's going to be interpreted by everyone.
Yep.
But he's hitting 100 in this spring. And meanwhile, they know they're going to keep Jake Cave on the team, because they need somebody to play center field when Buxton's not playing. And they got the two right-handed hitters, Rooker and this Garlick, who they actually like. I talked to Falvey a few days ago, and he said, you know, there's two different kinds of free agents. There's the guys that the big free agents, and then the guys nobody pays attention to. But he's told me, he says, when we jump in there and look at the minor league free agents, there's three or four that we really want. And for instance, Kyle Garlick, we really wanted to make sure we signed him. And, you know, the guys hit four or five home runs this spring. They like him a lot as a left-handed, right-handed power hitter. And then Rooker's been terrific too. So I wouldn't be surprised if they start with a Cave platoon with either Garlick or Rooker in left field, which of course will immediately be the service time. It's like the Kansas City fans, Bobby Witt's
kid. Yeah.
Bobby Kitts, he's had 37 games in rookie ball.
Yeah, that's not a service time.
But he's tearing it up in Arizona. And all the Royals fans are saying, the only reason they're sending him back, he's a 20-year-old kid with no experience, but he's tearing it up in the exhibition games. So they're mad at the Royals for sending him in the minor leagues, which is, that's become the battle cry for the mid-market and lower teams, that anytime you send a guy out, it's because of service time. Well, Kirilloff, if he ripped it up this spring, then you could make that argument, you know, that they're only doing it for service time. But he hadn't been that good. I mean, he hit one ball to center field that was a rocket. But beyond that, he's been kind of overmatched. So, I think that the case could be made that usually they don't make decisions in spring training, but he did not put them in a position of saying, oh man, we know he's been great, but we're still going to send him to the minors because he hasn't been that good. Although he's been better than our boy Kep, who's hitting. Was he hitting 69? Did I see 68 or 9?
You talked about that last week. What the hell is going on with him?
I don't know. I think he did one hit this spring. I don't know. I can't figure it out. It's funny that, you know, remember the thing last year that Kepler and Garver were like the two guys who came to Minneapolis during the break and worked out together every day and were proving their dedication. And of course, Garver had a terrible year last year. Kepler had a terrible year. Now Kepler's continued it this spring. I don't know what the hell's going on with him. But then again, you look back at 2019, I guess I'd forgotten how great a year he had when you look at those numbers. Wow. So, by the way, Glady's convinced that this new ball is real, and it isn't 2%. And I saw a ball hit the other night by Garver that was mashed to center field. Now, the wind was blowing in some, but that thing 2 years ago would have killed some juniper plants. Mm-hmm. And the guy caught it out in front of the fence, like up against the fence, big high ball. But I think they've taken more juice out of the ball than they're admitting. I'm with Glady on that one. The other day I was talking, he says, "What are you written about the ball?" I said, "Nothing." He said, "They took a lot more out of that ball than they're telling you they did." So we'll see.
Interesting.
I don't know how that improves the game. Really.
So
it's not going to change. It's not going to change people's approach at the plate.
Not immediately.
So you're just going to have more outs. You know, right?
Yeah, unless they're hoping that it changes their approach at the plate eventually, and you know, guys stop trying to hit home runs every at bat. But I mean, that's not going to happen right away.
No, I was listening to a good Trovis Gladden discussion. I got in the other day. I go over there between innings, see what the boys are up to, and we were talking about the utter stupidity of the limit on times you can throw over to first base. Isn't that the one they're going to try in double A, is it, or A ball or something this year?
Yep, that's
the stupidest thing ever. What do you do?
And you have to step off fully now. You can't. So if you're a southpaw, you can't engage the rubber and throw to first. You have to take a step back from it and throw to first.
Everyone has gone mad in March trying to narrow the field down to 16. This is Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group, and they have their 16 for you. Canopy Group has 16 different insurance companies, giving them options to provide you the best home and auto insurance coverage. At the best price, by the way, the difference is that the Canopy Group has options. They continue to use their 16 different companies to match with you, the company providing the best coverage at the best price. They do this year in and year out. They just moved me and saved me a bundle. I am a believer. Get in the game. Contact the Canopy Group and get them working on your brackets. Bracketology isn't foolproof. Sure bet is the Canopy Group saving you on an average $810 on your home. That's $810 on your home and auto insurance. Visit thecanopygroup.com. Thecanopygroup.com.
Yes, and you're going to have a bigger base, too. How about that one?
Yeah, well,
the base is going to be bigger, so it's going to be easier to get to. Easier to trip over is what it's going to be.
Are we going to get the stolen base back? I mean, that's the goal, and I don't know what's coming back anytime soon.
No, they still don't want to give out outs. They still don't want to give up outs. And, you know, the stolen bases percentage is, what, 60%? Most teams don't. I don't think you're going to get it back, but you can't have a rule that, okay, I've thrown all over twice, so now the guy can just start running, right? That's not putting the stolen base in. The guy will steal it standing up.
Yes.
You know, what you want is the bang, bang, right? To know if the guy's safe or out. That's what you're trying to get. If you let him get a running start, you're not going to have bang, bang, no matter who's behind the plate.
Buxton might do pretty well.
Yes, right. Okay, do whatever you have to do to get him over here throwing twice. Then the guy, they're going to have to change it so the pitcher can just wave the guy to second. You know, like they wave him to first, just wave him to second.
Tony Diaz will be just take second base.
Yes, yeah. God, they're unbelievable. They hate baseball.
I was going to say, it's your guy. Manfred
he hates baseball. It's unbelievable.
Doesn't know what to do with it. Nope.
Yep.
You are right. Hey, what is Sano playing some third base mean now?
I believe it means they're only going to have one backup infielder, basically. It means that Arise is going to be the only extra infielder. And so that's what that means. So then if Kirilov's on the team or Rooker's on the team, then that guy can come and play first base, and Snow can give Donaldson a day off and play third base instead of, you know, and still have a Rise as a backup infielder for second short. So
okay,
that's the way I interpret it. It's going to be interesting, though, if they go to Milwaukee, if they set the roster so that they go to Milwaukee with an extra position player because they, you know, they can't use Cruz, you know, what the hell? Might as well put, you know, if I was going to Milwaukee, I'd when would you have to put Cruz on the DL to not let him play in exhibition games, to have him back for the first not when you get to Detroit? I guess you can't do that. I was trying to figure out a way. There's no sense in having him active for that series, right? I guess maybe to pinch hit, I guess. But they might. I wouldn't be surprised if they have an extra position player in Milwaukee, and then you know, Astudillo is an interesting case. I think they'd like to have him on the team, but they're down to the last option. So if they, you know, they. I guess they can use the option all this year, but they're going to have to use it either way, I guess. But there's rumors that he might start the season on a 26-man. What we have to realize is the big thing in spring training, or, you know, the drama that we used to make at when I was a ball writer way back to the 70s and on is who's going to be on the opening 25-man. Right?
Yes.
Who's going to be on the 25 man? Yes. Now it doesn't make any difference. These guys, they don't care. It's like, you know, they, for instance, the big controversy the first year, remember 2017, their first year, Buono Park. How can they not keep Buono Park? You know, because he had the great spring. Instead, they kept 13 pitchers. We thought they were nuts. Well, they didn't want to put Buono Park on the 40-man roster. Mm-hmm. They weren't convinced that he was, you know, they treat those 40-man roster spots so much different than they used to because they bounce pitchers back and forth so much. It's the opening 26 is going to, we're going to make a huge deal of it. And by the time they get to Detroit, they might have two roster changes, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially with pitchers,
you know, it's yeah, it's and even position players. They, you know, they could once they use up the last option. But they got the one thing about Garlic and Riddle and guys like this is, Garlic is on the 40 man, so they're going to have to use up his option. That's why he can make the club. But like this Riddle, they'd like to have another infielder. But if they put him onto the 40 man, then it's back into a. When you send him to the minors, he can get claimed thing because of his service time. So if you're not on the 40 man right now, you know, as far as being on the opening day roster, adding those guys, they don't do much of that anymore.
So who's in the bullpen now, do you think?
Ooh. Okay. Well, what's interesting is, you know, they're still trying to decide. Baseball, there's these guys, six or seven guys in this service time situation where the teams are trying to get an extra option for them, Lewis Thorpe being one of those.
Yes.
So they don't know if they can – they these idiots have not yet told them if because there's an appeal process going on, the arbitrator or whatever – they don't know if they have a Lewis Thorpe option or not. If they have an option, they're going to send him to the minors, and they want him to start, I think. And he actually is throwing good this spring, the best I've seen him. He whatever problem he was experiencing last year, and I know what it was, but it's, you know, it's off the record stuff, but it's obvious that he was having off the field issues. Mm-hmm. And when they sent him, and he was gone for 2 weeks, right? He came back.
Yep.
And he didn't throw that well really all year, but not enough strikes. But he's kind of back to throwing great like he did when he was a kid. So part of it is being decided by whether he's if they have to use an option on him or not. But let's see who we got. We got Robles and Colome are the new guys, right?
Yep.
Rogers, Theobar,
Duffy.
Duffy. That's five. You get eight. That's five. Then there's another lefty. I'd have to put the list in front of me, but it's pretty much down to Thorpe and a guy, another right-hander. I can't remember what I should have looked this up. But like this, apparently they're going to put this Schumacher in the rotation to start the year.
Oh, really? And okay.
I don't get it. I mean, he came pitch the other day, gave up seven. He's pitched about eight innings in the last 3 years, you know, but I guess he's this year's discovery, you know, like Anibal was, and then they let him go because they signed Lance Lynn, but he's this year's discovery. So I guess he's on the club now. I don't know why. And they're trying to figure out if Dobnik, I think Dobnik's another guy they don't know if they have an option on.
Oh, really? Okay, because I saw Thorpe for sure. They still have no clue.
Yeah. And Dobnik has got there's some goofy situation with him, too. No, he's got an option, so I don't know what a situation with him is. But I guess they want him to – their problem is they want him to go down somewhere and throw and be ready to start, except there's nowhere to go, right? Because they minor leagues don't
start May, yeah.
Till May 4th. But – he's so badly outpitched Schumacher and, you know, he's and Happ this spring. I mean, I can see, Happ, you signed Happ. He's your starter. He's your other lefty. He's your lefty. But I don't know why they would not let Dobnik pitch. And nobody's going to claim Matt Schumacher if they send him to the minors. They're only paying him $2 million. I don't get that one. I think Dobnik's been great this spring.
This is Ricey for EcoFun Motorsports. The preseason sale on all bikes, scooters, and ATVs is going on right now in Forest Lake. Beat the spring rush, and EcoFun will give you the free storage with your purchase until the weather is a bit more bike-friendly. If you enjoy bike rides on a summer day, but maybe your knees aren't what they used to be, then I recommend that you talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will personally help you select the e-bike that is right for you. They will even deliver to your front door in the metro area. Take advantage of the preseason sale prices right now. Bentelli bikes and Yamaha Power Assist bikes are at their lowest price of the year. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Take a test ride and put biking back on your list of favorite outdoor activities. They also carry a full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com. That's E-C-O-F-U-N Motorsports.com. And tell Tim you heard it on Ricey Unchained.
What the hell? He can break out the new slider that he's throwing that's actually striking people out. Mm-hmm. He's throwing it over. He's the only guy they got that can get you out of the ballpark in 2 hours and 40 minutes, too, right?
So, then I want him off.
Yep.
Then we want him here.
Anyway, they haven't been hitting much, although they hit the other day. A lot of Florida wind, though. It's been a really windy spring. It's always windy, but it's been – so it's hard to tell whether they've been hitting or, you know, not. A lot of it's – there was one day that they hit five home runs and none of them left the park. But maybe it's the baseball. Maybe it's not the wind. I don't know. Something's going on.
Hey, did you see my Wild back-to-back games in Colorado only outscored 11-1? That's, you know, they got a goal on Thursday. It was a heck of a weekend.
Well, all I remember is 2011, 2012. Yosi, first year, right? Yosi, first year?
Yeah, that sort of sounds right. Yeah.
Best record in the league after 30 games.
Yep.
Remember?
Yep.
Best
record.
Yeah, 20 wins, 7 losses, 3 ties. I looked it up.
Yep.
And after that, they won 7 games in regulation of their last 52. I looked that up. That figure was in my head, and I looked it up to confirm it. 7 regulation wins in the last 52 games.
Yep.
Now, this was game 28 and 29. Now, there's not that many games left.
There's not.
Is this the traditional first-year coach collapse after the because I consider Emerson to be first-year coach, even though he came in and
Yeah.
Is this the familiar Wild first-year coach collapse after a fast start?
They've had some flops. You're right. They've definitely had some flops. But, and this was, I mean, Colorado.
This team seems a little more real than the Yosi group, which we're thinking, what the hell? But it got Parisi in that year, 2011, 2012, it got Parisi and Suter signed.
It did.
That's how they got signed, because they were going to the tank. But I don't know. Colorado was, it's funny. First time they played Colorado this year, they got hammered, and then they turned around and beat them, right?
Yes.
The second game.
And then I think they scored, they won a game in Colorado like 6-2. But the difference is the Avs didn't seem to give a damn for a while. Now they care. That's the big difference.
They're good. I was surprised that they beat them. You know, they get 55 shots and beat them 5-1. And so I expected to follow the next game and see the big feisty Wild come back. And
beat
6-0.
No.
6-0, right? 6-0?
Yes. Wow. On Saturday, 6-0.
So how did it – did they get unlimited shots in the second game,
no.
too?
No. They dominated, but the shots weren't as bad. Of course, in the first game, the Avs were credited with 55 shots, so it couldn't have been as bad. But they're just so superior when they want to be. They essentially put their foot to the gas to the pedal and said, yeah, try to beat us. And the Wild's like, we got no shot.
If you want the best lawn on the block all season long, hook up with a Minnesota-grown lawn care company that knows that dandelions, mystery weeds, bare spots, and blight are completely unacceptable. That's ProfessionalTurf.com. If you want service techs with 20 years of experience, techs who throw down a combination of environmentally friendly weed killer and slow-release long-term fertilizers, then visit ProfessionalTurf.com. And you know what? While you're on the website, take a close look at their landscape projects. And don't forget, they'll service your irrigation system too. You will have the most lush and luxurious lawn on the block. It's our one stop for exceptional landscape irrigation services and the best lawn on the block, ProfessionalTurf.com.
So they got McKinnon, obviously. They got a bunch of young guys who are dynamic.
Yeah, that first line in the two games, Patrick, 17 points. Rantanen, Landeskog, McKinnon, 17 points.
How come Ek couldn't shut him down? Isn't he our defensive forward? Isn't he our two-way forward?
He was against him sometimes, but when McKinnon gets going, he and McDavid are probably the two fastest guys in the entire league. So don't know that he had a chance.
Did McKinnon, did he get hurt last year?
He gets hurt a lot. He got hurt in the second, I want to say the second game here. But then they had the shutdown because of COVID, and so he got time to recover when they weren't playing. But he seems to get hurt quite a bit.
So we got to wait till April 5th to let people in?
Yes, April 5th against the Avs, 3,000 people.
How did we choose that date?
I think it came from the state because the Wolves had the same date.
I know. I know it did.
Oh, I have no,
state,
I have no idea.
What dartboard did we throw at to decide April 5th?
I have no clue why they couldn't.
And now there's an increase in cases. Is he going to jump back in and I was wrong?
Have you seen what's going on in Miami Beach? They basically had to put a curfew in place.
There seems to be a little lack of social distancing.
Oh, the spring break.
They're all
man.
Crazy down here. They're all crazy down here, man. It's
how's the fort? Is the
you
fort
walk
jumping?
In with a man? Oh yeah, yeah. I haven't been out to the beach because you can't get across the bridge. There's so many people, but you can't. It's funny. You know by the type of place you're going into whether there's going to be masks or not. You know, like we went to a breakfast spot this morning that's kind of up to date and new, and everybody who walked in had a mask. Then there's this other place, this kind of a rednecky place I like to go. You try to walk in there with a mask, they might beat you up.
I was just saying, you know? You take your life in your hands either way.
It's a little different ethic down here. Of course, they covered up all the stats to the governor basically sent out an edict that they couldn't give out public information on whether they were getting the virus or not. So
unbelievable.
It's a different place.
All right, sir.
For sure.
We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Good enough. Thanks.
See you, Pat. See
ya.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.